morning, y'all, Arizona homeowners. We're back in the saddle, in the studio. Reaching out through those transmission satellites in the sky, right back into your house to bring you another wonderful 4 hours of Rosie on the House. And Jennifer and I are back in the saddle. Romy, thank you a million for filling in for us as we were on the road last weekend.
Y'all didn't have any fun, did you?
Little road trip. Had to take baby Carol Grace to her sophomore year of college. And I would say that that was probably one of the most spectacular road trips we've ever taken.
It really was. There was one day in particular. I don't think I've ever seen so many different, unique, beautiful things all in one day.
It was absolutely fabulous. So we have to take baby Carol Grace to her sophomore year of college up in Denver. And when we took her freshman year, I thought that was a great road trip. We went right through Four Corners in Durango. Highlight of that trip last year was jumping on the Silverton train, taking it halfway to Silverton, and then they throw you off at the water stop.
Literally
throw you off. You throw off all your boots and boats and paddles and life vests and helmets, climb down the canyon, inflate these rafts and float back to Durango. That was one of the best whitewater float trips we've ever had.
And a bit grueling. So at the end of that trip, deflate the boats and climb straight up vertical.
Yeah, you have to climb out
all your stuff
about 800 feet. So it was a workout, but it was a great. So
it
we took a little bit separate trip. We kind of made a big circle. We went to Denver through. Well, we had to go through Sholo and stop in at the Crawfish Festival, and then head out to Taos, one of our absolute favorite places outside the state of Arizona, and then up to Denver. And then we left Denver and came home through Vail and dropped down through Colorado River Gorge and Moab. And I just thought it was like a spectacular trip.
It was. It was awe-inspiring. Yep. I don't think I've ever seen so many new, beautiful things all in one day. My eyes were tired at the end of the day. It was
and that was
breathtaking.
That was the day we left Edwards, Colorado, and drove to Moab.
Edwards was fun.
What was the name of that little restaurant? That was fantastic. But you felt that the, Glenwood.
Mm-hmm.
Glenwood Canyon was the place that took your breath away.
And Moab as well.
A little bit farther down the road, there is a 42-mile little diversion road, not on the main highway, that leaves Moab and goes due east. Well, we came in from the north and the east, and it is the Colorado River Gorge. And, folks, I'm telling you, it is as close to running the river in a raft as you can get.
Running the river in a raft.
The road is right at river level. It's down this beautiful canyon. It's really hard to keep both eyes on the road, but you have to.
I'm glad you were driving. Do you know what was really, really awesome about that too? Everything you read this summer and everybody you talk to, all the parks are so full. There's no place to park. There's so many people. Is it really worth going? This, we almost had it to ourselves. We were like, where is everybody? There was a few campsites for river runners, but other than that, it was just you and me.
Once you got to about 5 miles of Moab, then it got really, really crowded.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
That town was jammed.
Jamming.
We didn't even try and stay in Moab. We drove 40 miles, 50 miles south to Monticello and had a nice day. But Jennifer caught her first trout on a fly rod. Congratulations, babe. Romy, you would have been super impressed. We had retained a guide at Vail Valley Anglers in Edwards, Colorado. We were appointed the perfect guy, had the patience of Job. Tom Stoffel.
Thanks, Tom.
Rosie, you're not throwing a baseball. Rosie, let the rod do the work. Rosie, quit slapping the water. Rosie, you're not throwing a baseball.
I told him it reminded me of the time I tried to learn how to knit. I was just too tense. You just have to really.
Well, you got it. I thought your form looked really beautiful by about 2 hours into the morning.
Well, I tell you, growing up fishing with my grandparents in Memphis and in Mississippi, I was used to filling ice chests. And then we came out here, and you wanted to fish all the time. And all day for one fish, honey, that's just not fishing.
Yeah.
So I've kind of lost interest in it until crawfishing, because then you can fill your bucket.
Yes.
I know, it's all about the catch.
Productive.
Yeah. But with fly fishing, it's you're busy all day. You're getting to move around. Yeah, I just found it. I'm hooked.
We were at 10,000 feet on a beautiful lake and learning the roll cast. And so Jennifer lands her first trout, and you were feeding the line just perfect, babe. It was great. I didn't have my camera because the guy said, don't bring it. There's a high probability of you falling in the water and you don't want to ruin your camera. But I wish I could have got it on film.
It was
fun. The Statue of Liberty, she raises that rod, the fish is on.
Well, now my ideal horseback riding trip is to have your rod broken down in the backpack, and you ride along until you find a little stream, you fish for a while, have a little lunch, and then
We'll have to go up to the X Diamond, Wink's place, and ride up the river and do some fly casting, huh?
I'm on it.
All right. So special thanks to Tom Stoffel. If you need a fly fishing guide, I could tell you this would be the guy to do it. We hired him for a class. It was a school, and we thought we were going to be like in. I mean, I have caught fish on a fly rod before, but I've never fly fished. And now I know how little I know about fly fishing. Rosie, quit slapping the water. Rosie, let the rod do the work. But at the 11th hour, He brought us lunch. He packed up. We were just getting ready to hike back out to the car. And at the 11th hour, I hooked one.
You did. It made the day, didn't it?
That made the whole day. So had fun there. Then we do the next year's trip. I've already decided if we're going to make a journey out of every single trip to take Carol back to school, they've never seen Moab, so we're going to go up through Monument Valley and Moab, and I've already bought tickets for skydiving the Canyonlands.
I hope you only brought two, one for you and one for Carol. Unless Katie wants to come, then the three of you can jump. I will be at the bottom to welcome you to land.
Well, it was fun. We had Katie along on the trip, so it was a road trip for sisters. That was hilarious because Katie invites herself and says, hey, let me take you to school. She didn't know that we were going till like a week before we left.
She was really disappointed. But they ate better, and they got better things to do. And if you, on Facebook, I posted that little video of us getting started, she and Carol rocking out in the car.
When we were in Taos, we stayed in another Earth ship. Mm-hmm. We tried
Carol
a second
one. Carol was nonplussed. She was not impressed. No way. She wasn't going to give you 1 ounce of satisfaction on that one.
Were you comfortable?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I did, too. So,
a little quiet for
stayed
a
in the Earth ship. Did a Rio Grande float. So go to Rosie on the House Facebook to watch that silly video.
Mm-hmm.
All right, absolutely a great trip. And again, Romy, thanks for filling in for us as we were out there on the road, goofing off. We've got a spectacular show lineup for y'all today. We think we're gonna have Dr. Sky on at 7:30. Now he's actually up in Rexburg, Idaho, which is like corridor central for this eclipse, and we're gonna try and get a report from him at 7:30. We visited by text last night, and he says, you know, the bandwidths are totally consumed up here. Let's try and make the call and see what happens. So we're going to try that at 7:30. 8 o'clock, of course, we've got the Outdoor Living Hour, where we'll be talking about everything having to do with your garden and your landscaping. 9 o'clock hour, we have a special guest coming in, Miss Allison from Char's Kitchen. Our blog for the day is tailgating. We've got football season in gear. I think a couple high school teams have already played their first games this week.
We missed it?
I don't think Horizon played. But heard a report this morning coming in. Katy, Texas High School built a new stadium. Do you want to guess what the high school spent on their athletic complex?
Well, considering they spend how much on artificial grass here, it has to be in the millions.
Okay. How many million? Katy?
This is for one school?
Katy, Texas. As I understand it, it's one high school. But it is they use it as a community sports complex.
Okay, 5 million.
I'm going to guess 12.
12. They spent as much as was originally spent to build the Astrodome in Houston. 70 million.
70.
$70
Everything's big
million.
In Texas.
70 million, baby.
Crank up that oil spigot.
I mean to tell you, I wonder, I'd like to find out how much the high school dome field cost in Eager, Arizona. It's the only...
I'm not sure it wasn't 70 million.
It's the only domed high school football field in the nation in Eager, Arizona. And the hilarious part of all that is they made the people in Tucson pay for it.
So like, the one in Katy is not domed?
I don't think so.
Wow.
No.
A lot of money. A lot of football.
Eager has the power plant, St. John's Power Plant. And the surtax for the energy going down to Tucson is what built that dome.
Well, I hope they enjoy it.
It's a nice dome.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Ended up being the temporary emergency housing facility for the Rodeo Chetiskay fire. We were up there during that event, mm-hmm. and they were housing a bunch of people in that stadium. So we've got, I don't know how I got off on all that, but tailgating. We've got Shar coming in, Allison from Shar's, talking about some great tips for tailgating, and we visited with her yesterday, and tailgating can become so much easier than what my family has historically done. Now, tailgating, I learned tailgating at LSU in Baton Rouge. And the tailgating party there shall last about 4 days. They bring that motorhome in on about Tuesday night, and they start partying Wednesday morning for the game on Saturday night. And that's tailgating to an art form. But she has some great tips on how to make it a whole lot easier. And then at 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a little bit about risky remodels. All of that packed in today's show. Don't go anywhere.